Sometimes we hear things like too much of a good thing could be bad for us. But never fear. Hi, I'm Darian. And I'll be back to tell you about a few vices that are actually good for you right after this.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I'm sure your parents have often told you, stop hanging out and goofing off with your friends, right? Well, it turns out it's actually good for you. Try having a girls' night out. A flurry of recent studies have shed light on how huge an impact our friends and family have on our behavior, from what we drink and eat to how much we weigh, for better and for worse. But there's little question that strong social ties can bring a host of benefits: fewer colds, better brain health, and a longer life, just to name a few. Friendships are very good for you, as long as you hang out with people with whom you have a well-balanced relationship with, and limit your time with people who are toxic for you. To learn more, please visit health.com. With your healthy lifestyle tips, I'm Darian.